First off, before we touch on Bloomington, just to recap from the weekend, what a awesome weekend. Michigan State University did a great job of putting on this Sweet 16 matchup between Western Michigan. Western Michigan did a great job of bringing a great fan base and a great soccer team. And it was a battle, very electric atmosphere. And we were fortunate enough to come out with a 2-1 win, which I think is a good testament to our seniors and leaders on the team. It was a grind and a battle, and sometimes you just got to survive in advance. And I thought we did a great job of that, handled some tough situations, and was down a goal, but then came back and scored. And so we're excited to be playing in our third Elite Eight in the last 5 years. So we're looking forward to a great game against one of our Big Ten foes in Indiana, one of the traditional powers in college soccer. Got a lot, huge respect for their staff and their team. They're undefeated this year. I think they got 18-0-5 or somewhere along those lines. They've scored 45 goals and given up 5. So their stats are pretty impressive, and their team is as well, and they've got a great coaching staff. So we're looking forward to that battle, and it should be a good game on Friday night.
Damon, I got an email from somebody that was at your game and talked about what this game meant to the state of Michigan for soccer. Can you talk about that? And then to have two Big Ten teams face each other in the Elite Eight, what's it say about Big Ten soccer?
Yeah, well, first off, you know, we had two teams from the state of Michigan, obviously Western Michigan, Michigan State, but a lot of those starting lineups had players from the state of Michigan. So I thought it was a great testament to all the youth coaches, all the high school coaches, all the club coaches that helped develop these players, and probably of the 22 starting players, you probably had anywhere from 15 to 18 of them were from the state of Michigan. And so that brought out a lot of community support from all over the state, and I thought that was neat. I think Michigan's a very underrated state when it comes to youth soccer. I think it's one of the top 10 to 15 states easy in the country. As far as the Big Ten goes, it was the second best conference this year. Always prepares us. Part of the reason why we've been able to be successful in the NCAA tournament is certainly because we play in the Big Ten, and you play a bunch of very well-coached, well-organized, and different teams. And so they prepare you for all kinds of different games. And so, you know, part of it's kind of bittersweet playing Indiana because you really respect them, and you know that you're going to get one Big Ten team in the College Cup. But at the same time, two of us are playing, and one of the Big Ten teams has got to lose. So both these teams, I think, are capable of being a Final Four caliber team.
What have you guys seen maybe from – sorry, let me start over. So obviously you guys tied with them for season finale and stuff like that. But what have you kind of seen from Indiana since then in terms of their formations and stuff and the way they attacked?
They're pretty similar. I think when you're 18-0-5, you're not going to change a whole lot. You just kind of keep doing what you're doing. And this time of year, you don't change a lot. You focus on yourselves, as will we. That was a very kind of – tale of two halves that game when we played Indiana. The first half was all them. We were probably fortunate to only be down 1-0, but I thought we really played well in the second half, tied the goal, and probably unfortunate not to get the win. So you can look at that kind of half full or half empty with the glass. And that will be like that on Friday night. When you've got two good teams, nobody's going to come in and just dominate for 90 minutes. There's going to be ebbs and flows, and the team that can manage at the best, I think, will be successful.
You guys obviously having a top-ranked defense, along with Indiana having a top-ranked defense. What is it like for, like, the offensive players to kind of play against the top, like, your own guys and kind of prepare yourself for Indiana?
Yeah, I think there's some mental test that you go through there where you're not going to get 10 chances and hopefully score a couple of them. You're going to get, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 chances, and you got to make the most of it. So, but both teams have very capable of attacking players. You know, Mason Toy, Griffin Dorsey, their left back, Gutman's really good going forward. So they've got those guys. Sarakowski and DeWan have been playing really well. And then we've got our third leading goal scorer, Jimmy Fiskus, with 2 goals on the year, along with a couple other guys. So, it'll be like I said, a very good game. Goals may be hard to come by, but even if it was 1-1, it was a really entertaining attacking game, and I think you'll see something very similar.
Damon, 2 for you back here. First of all, you've lamented at times this year you guys getting off to a slow offensive start. So what did it mean, especially at such a crucial point against a rival in Western Michigan, that you guys were able to fight back and in the end come away with the victory to advance? How important was that going into what's going to be another tough game?
Yeah, I think that was very important that we came back and battled back, because I think we've gotten down and we eked out a tie, but I don't know how many we've come back and won. So for us to do that in this type of environment against Western, I think was very good. But we certainly don't want to try to have that happen. I thought we started the first 20 minutes against Western pretty well. But then they obviously got a good goal on a mistake of ours, and their kid made a heck of a play. So we don't want to fall behind Indiana. That's part of the reason why they're 18-0-5. I don't believe they've trailed at all this year. So, you know, it'll be difficult to get that lead, but if we can find a way to get a lead, maybe that's something they haven't dealt with yet.
And second, Jimmy kind of touched on this after the game on Saturday. He said it's kind of funny how you guys came back, play Western Michigan again, and now you get Indiana at their place after the draw here with the Big Ten championship on the line. So is it almost satisfying to get a chance to go up against these teams again and kind of with all the highest stakes and prove that, you know, you guys are hopefully going to make it to the Final Four?
Yeah, I think our guys are – I think both teams, probably Indiana and Michigan State, played that game, and we came away with, wow, that was a great game, but we both – probably felt like we could have won the game, and so now we both got a chance to kind of rectify that tie there down in Bloomington. It'll be a little harder for us because I think they'll have a good crowd, and they're at home, but we've got good leadership, you know, and I like the way our guys are playing right now, and like I said, it'll be a 2-1 game. I just hope we got the two.
So, obviously, the Big Ten tournament, you guys exited the tournament a little earlier than expected. How, like, going forward in this tournament, NCAA double tournament, how are you guys taking that motivation and kind of pushing yourself forward, especially like a lot of people were expecting a rematch with Indiana in the Big Ten tournament, now you get it in the NCAA tournament. How are you using that to kind of put your guys' forward and keep the mentality strong?
Well, I think our guys have been very focused. They're disappointed. I told the guys after the game of Western, you know, we were 5 minutes away from being co-champions of the Big Ten regular season. We got knocked out of the first round unexpectedly in the Big Ten tournament. But if I would tell you guys those would happen and we have a chance to beat Indiana to go to a college cup, would you say, yes, we'll take that? And I think that's where we're at right now. So we've got a chance to kind of make up for maybe a couple short things that didn't go our way this fall, and I think our guys are really excited for that opportunity.